I have to tell you, listeners, that the Comedy Barn in Pigeon Forge is my number one place to go for pure family, wholesome comedy in America. And why do I say that? I could spend probably an hour, maybe 2 hours talking to you about the fun and the feelings of joy that you have, pure joy of laughing at the Comedy Barn in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. But my best way to do this is have a guest who knows about the Comedy Barn, and that's Ellen Liston. She has a great, great story to tell. And Ellen, I'm just going to introduce you and kind of turn it over to you. Is that fair enough?
Well, sure. And you couldn't even introduce me with that laugh. See, you're already laughing.
I know. I can't help it.
Which tells me you have been to the Comedy Barn. So, when you hear something called the Comedy Barn, we're going to go to a show at the Comedy Barn. Well, A, comedy's in the name, so you know it's going to be funny. But you don't know what to expect, right? So one of the things that I love about this show is the one thing that's always the same is just literally you cannot stop laughing. But they're different because, you know, like we're open 7 days a week. And so sometimes there's different performers in the show. This has been a couple of years ago. I went to the show like on a Thursday night. And a good friend that I work with went on Friday night. And so when we came back to work the next week, I said, "How'd you like the Comedy Barn?" She went, "Oh my gosh." And she starts mentioning some of the things in the show that were her favorites, that were so funny. And I was like, "I only saw one of those." And then I told her what my favorites were. And she was like, "Oh my gosh, that sounds hilarious. I've got to go again and make sure that this performer is doing that." So that's part of the fun of it, too, is it always changes. But what doesn't change is it's always good, clean comedy, which is hard to find a lot these days. Family fun, whether your family is your brothers and sisters, whether it's a group you're with, could be a church group, could be a school group, could be a seniors group. It is, you know, a laugh a minute is not nearly enough for the Comedy Barn. It's almost like a laugh a second. And one of my favorite people in the show is a guy named Danny Devaney. So first of all, you know when one of the performers' names rhymes and that's his real name, you know it's going to be funny. Like, that's his real name.
Wow.
I said, "Did you make that up?" He said, no, my name is actually, it's Danny Devaney. So I was doing something with him last year. We were doing some fun stuff for their social media and talking to some of the performers. And one of the things we were asking him is, "What did you want to be when you grew up?" Because, you know, do people, like, I don't know a lot, kids want to be firemen and policemen and doctors and nurses and they might want to be a sports star, but you don't hear a lot of people that say, "I want to be a comedian." So I asked Danny what he wanted to be, and he looked at me, and with the straightest face you've ever seen, he said, "Taller." I wanted to be taller.
Oh, no.
And I had to stop stop filming. I was laughing so hard. It's just, he's so silly and just so funny. And all the improv, like, that's why it's so much fun, because you kind of never know what you're going to get, except you know that you're going to get just great, clean, fun, things that you can laugh at. And that, quite honestly, I think one of the best things about laughter is it helps you laugh at yourself.
Yes.
And that's part of the joy of this show. Lots of fun. And I just see something totally different every time I go. One of the other great things about this is that it's It's right in the heart of Pigeon Forge. So no matter what you are have decided to do for the day, it's kind of right there in the middle of everything, easy to get to. It's a great experience for a couple of hours. We've got several different shows a day, and you can, like, maybe you want to go eat at a restaurant you've heard about in Pigeon Forge, of which there are a million, I think. Maybe not quite a million, but a lot. And you could go to the show before, you could go after. You have a great dinner or even, you know, a late lunch. But beware, you are going to laugh so much. I have left littered with my stomach hurting that I've laughed so much at all the crazy capers in the Comedy Barn show.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And 25 years we've been around, actually 26, actually 27. See, I've gotten so wrapped up in thinking about how funny the show is, can't even count. Actually, our 27th season, you know, 2020 kind of threw everybody off. But probably for at least 26 of those 27 years, because I don't know if they've actually done it this year, it's always voted the funniest show to see in the Smokies. And we're really proud of that. And again, good clean comedy. If you are in a group of people that has kids, teens, adults, seniors, everybody's going to laugh. Nobody's going to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes they describe it as, you know, like when you watch those fun old TV shows that just are so silly and funny, but everybody loves them and everybody in the family can watch them together. That's kind of what you experience at the Comedy Barn Theater.
Well, Ellen, you can go a step further than that because, as you know, I work with group travel, group tourism, and my tour operators and my travel planners, motor coach companies and so forth, always tell me that they grade this show, the Comedy Barn show, as the top comedy show on the East Coast. So for family, clean, good, wholesome fun, this is a place to come and visit. And it just happens to be in Pigeon Forge. And the reason it's so successful, Ellen, for over 20 plus years is because people love to come back and laugh at not only the performers, but again, as you say, laugh at themselves.
Absolutely. And just laugh at things that they may have had, you know, when you folks tell a family joke or somebody they went to school with. We can all relate to those kinds of things. And I truly believe that laughter is the best medicine for whatever ails you. And you just feel better after you've laughed and enjoyed being with folks, whether like folks in a group that you're with, maybe your family, it may just be a couple of friends that you've decided, you know, we just need a night out, something fun to do. When you come to Pigeon Forge, this is just a don't miss, because for a couple of hours, you can relax, you can laugh, you can make some great memories that I guarantee you when you get home, you'll say, do you remember that thing that we saw at the Comedy Barn? That was the funniest thing. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that there's also some really, really great music that's part of the Comedy Barn show as well. It's just a bonus. Just a bonus. Get your toes tapping. You might see a clogger or two as well. Again, folks of all ages love this show, because just of how it makes them feel, just makes you feel good inside. And that kind of carries over when you leave and go on to enjoy the rest of your time here in Pigeon Forge.
Ellen Liston, it's great to talk with you. And I ask one other big favor of you. Tell us how we can get in touch with the great Comedy Barn show.
Easiest thing in the world, comedybarn.com. comedybarn.com. That's comedybarn.com. You can get your tickets there, learn a little bit more about the show. You can even sign up if you want us to tell you when something's coming that's new or we've added something. We love groups. We love families. We love everybody. Come and see us. Come to Pigeon Forge. It's truly a don't miss on your vacation, on your getaway, on your tour in Pigeon Forge. The Comedy Barn at comedybarn.com is the best way to find more information.
And I would say this, Ellen, if you want to have a change of pace, something that you don't expect when you come to a great tourism destination as Pigeon Forge, I suggest you visit and enjoy, make plans to come to the Comedy Barn. Well, Ellen, it's great to talk with you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just come ready to laugh. The only people we don't see as many of are Scrooges, but let me tell you, if we do have one, they'll be laughing by the time they leave. That's the way we like it.
Ellen Liston, thank you again, and we appreciate all the information that you've given us. Have a great day.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Thank you.